It's time now for a Fall City Sacred Heart Coaches Show with Sacred Heart Head Coach Doug Goltz. It's brought to you by Fall City Mercantile, Cedar Hollow Foods, and by Runza. And Coach, good win for you going over to Missouri and last week and getting a win over against Mound City, I guess, returning the favor after they came to Fall City and got a win last year. You returned the favor last week and got off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, it was a good game for us. Got off to a good start, and we were able to hold on to win the game. But more than anything, it was just a good, solid win against a very good program.
Talk a little bit about maybe some of the things that you took from that game besides the win last week, as far as how the game went for you.
Well, we knew going in that it would be a great challenge, and we were just fortunate that we had the early success. We were able to hold them a couple times. They got inside the 15-yard line. We held them both times, and we had a long run and then a punt return and a field goal on three consecutive possessions to get up 17-0. And that ended up really being the difference, because after that, Mound City steadily came back and had the game within 3 and 5 points a few different times, but we were able to hold on at the end.
Talk a little bit about, the long trip now to Mound City, a little bit longer than it should be by all rights, but getting off the bus and coming out, maybe don't know how your kids are going to respond to that trip. How good was it to come out and get off to a good start?
Well, the trip was the trip. We've mm-hmm. had games where we've had to travel farther than that anyway. So, I don't think the bus ride really made much difference. It just meant our kids were together longer like that. As far as a good start, you just really never know what's going to happen with your players. And I just thought we were ready to play, and we came out and did a good job early, and we were able to hold on.
How important was special teams for you last week?
Well, that's probably the difference in the game. Mound City out-yarded us by quite a bit in the final stats, but the real difference was our special teams. Our kickoffs were going into the end zone, so they had long field. Our punts were good. Brody Chandler averaged almost 40 yards a punt. They only got a 5-yard return against us. And then we had very good returns. We had a punt return for a touchdown, and it seemed like we were able to get good field position when they kicked off to us to give us some short field. And then we had the big field goal by Yanni Hartlebitas, which was very important. It kind of always kept us at least in a 3-point lead throughout the night.
All right, and things don't get much easier this week. Back home against Freeman, and we'll be back more with Irish head coach Doug Goltz on our Sacred Heart Coaches Show right after this. Welcome back to the Fall City Sacred Heart Coaches Show. Matthew Leaf along with Sacred Heart head coach Doug Goltz. And back home this week against what appears to be a pretty good test this week again. Have the Freeman Falcons coming to Jug Brown Stadium this week. They're 2-0 as well, so it looks like another pretty good test this week between two good teams.
Yeah, I'd say Freeman's kind of the total opposite of last year coming into this game. Last year they had lost their first two games by pretty big scores, whereas this year they're coming in with two big wins. They beat Sterling 44-24 week one, and last week they pounded Omaha Christian Academy 50-12, which were a couple of games that they lost last year. It's basically the same team. They had very few seniors last year on their team. We only were able to beat Freeman last year 30-24, and it went down to the end where we luckily held on. So, we're expecting a great challenge. Very, very good teams coming in. We can't suffer a letdown after the Mound City win that we got last week.
Yeah, looking down the schedule, appears to be a few good teams left to go this season. So I guess the kids have to stay mentally prepared for each week.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that's been our focus all week is, last week was a great win, but if we don't get the job done this Friday, it kind of takes away from that. So we know we've got our hands full and we'll have to perform well.
Anything in particular that you're going to maybe try and do against Freeman, or maybe that you see against the Falcons this week?
Well, I guess what we see is that they have a lot of size. Their line is very large. We're hoping that our speed and our quickness maybe can make the difference, but really really it's going to be a big team against a smaller team, and we're going to have to really execute well. Hopefully we can move the ball with some of the spread things that we do. But we'll have a difficult time because of their size.
Any injuries of note coming into this week's game?
No, we're pretty much healthy, so you know, all of our starters should be ready to go.
All right, very good. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Fall City Sacred Heart Head Coach Doug Goltz on the Fall City Sacred Heart Coaches Show. It's brought to you by Fall City Mercantile, Cedar Hollow Foods, and by Runza. And with the Fall City Sacred Heart Coaches Show, I'm Matthew Leaf.